Ed, good morning.
Oh, my God. What a disaster. Even Mitt Romney's coming out now. This was a triumph for Trump. And you've got to say it is. And Trump has played a very smart game. I don't think he spent very much money because he's appealing to a certain group of people. He's using the talk shows. He's using all the stuff that people are throwing at him to throw right back at him, including the newspapers. I think we're looking at a coronation run now. And the reason for that is, think of the other two candidates behind him, Cruz and Rubio. These are crippled products. Cruz, because he's so rabidly right and religious, some people can't stand that. And then you have Rubio, who's a robot, and many people can't handle that. Mm. And he's from the wrong state. He's from Florida. So the Republicans don't have a candidate that they can get behind, which leaves Trump wide open because his people stick with him.
Well, the only person that got ahead of him at any point in the polls was Ben Carson. That was only briefly, and he's now dropping out of the race.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see a Trump-Carson ticket.
Oh, God.
Carson would be praying all the time, and so would I. But let's look at the other side of the ledger. Now, let's assume everything is all right on Hillary with all this tapes and stuff, and she is the front runner. And she's running against Trump, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to give her a lot of energy. Energy she wouldn't have against a mediocre candidate.
Well, there's a lot to attack.
She'd have to run very hard against him. It also would mean people who don't want Trump would have to come out. So for her, this is a pretty good result.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting, so actually, Bernie.
Out for her.
Sorry?
She'd have Republicans coming out for her. Romney might be the first.
Yes, Romney might be casting his vote for a Democratic candidate if indeed Trump does end up with a nomination. You know, I just wanted to say with the Democrats, Bernie Sanders, he said he still isn't out of the race, though. He refuses to get out of the race until all the states have voted. What's the situation there?
Well, Bernie's going to stay in this because he's got nothing to lose. And he has everything to gain with his message. Now, in the U.S., we've had Norman Thomas, who was a great socialist. He ran, I believe, 6 times for president. Several times he got as many votes as Bernie's receiving. He wasn't a senator, but he certainly was very popular. So I think he'll stay in this. This will force Clinton to have an agenda that's farther to the left than she really wants.
Mm-hmm.
It will also force her to think about her vice presidential candidate very carefully. So I'm not sure how that plays out, but let's think about Bernie in the next sets of primaries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's won in what you'd call the most liberal places, the Massachusetts and the like. And Minnesota is Humphrey's old state. And the Farm Labor Party is much like our Labor Party here. So he won those races. But California? I don't think so.
Now,
Arizona? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a real uphill battle because all the states he can win are gone.
Hmm. Now, I just wanted to get back to, you mentioned there Mitt Romney's speech, very much attacking Trump. A lot of Republicans basically in civil war at the moment. There was this really interesting quote from the Wall Street Journal that I read that was, it would be terrible to think that the left was right about the right all these years. That's coming from conservative Brett Stevens, who said he was horrified that Trump's overt racism was winning votes, and it seemed to indicate accusations the left have aimed at the Republicans for years, that there is racism inherent in the party's politics. What do you make of that?
Well, I'd make 2 things of it. I think what you would call the moderate Republicans are a very different breed from the Southern Republicans. The Southern Republicans are really the old Ku Klux Klan, the old Jim Crow folks who want to keep blacks back. There's no doubt about that. So the Republican Party has inherited a group of people who used to be Democrats, but who abandoned that bigotry, abandoned that racism and homophobia and all that kind of stuff. They are set in the Republican Party, and it's going to be very hard for the Republican Party to say they don't represent those points of view. So Trump is only bringing out what we already knew.
Now, we did want to take talk running mates for a second. Chris Christie, the former New Jersey governor, he's getting a lot of flack, firstly for throwing his support behind Trump, and now for the horrified expression on his face while Trump was speaking to the press with him behind him. It's been described as a wordless scream. There's also suggestions Kasich might be hoping to become Trump's running mate. Hasn't really gone on the attack against him either. You mentioned Carson, and that just that horrified me. But looking at running mates for the two candidates, if we do see Trump and Hillary as the nominees, who do you think are some likely running mates?
Well, on Hillary's side, it's going to be Castro from Texas. The Castro brothers have very strong credentials. One of them, I believe, is a congressman. The other one's a mayor. I forget which one of them is now the secretary of HUD. So it'll be one of the Castro brothers. They're very popular, and they might even take Texas with one of them on the ballot. The other possibility, and what I'm hoping for, is Jerry Brown from California. Mm. A hell of a campaigner. He's a little bit old. He's my age, but he's very sharp and shrewd. And the third is the current vice president, who is hugely popular. Joe Biden is Joe Sixpack. He's very, very popular. And keeping him on the ticket for another 4 years would be a very sensible move. He brings with him stature. The foreign countries like him, and he's liked all across the United States. She would take the entire East Coast and the entire West Coast and Ohio with Biden on the ticket.
Intriguing possibility, that one.
And it's not the first time. Remember, Roosevelt had, I believe, one vice president for three of his terms. So I think it is really an intriguing possibility. Now, we go to Trump. Trump needs a black transvestite
to balance out his ticket from the West.
He's going to have a hard time. He needs a woman. Mm. No doubt about that. Sarah Palin's put up her hand. But that went down real bad. There are a couple of women governors, though. The governor of South Carolina, she's a moderate, and she'd certainly want the visibility of being on the ticket, even if it were a losing ticket. There are a couple of women in Texas who are members of the Congress who are very far to the right. And I was thinking that there was someone in the West, maybe Montana or something like that, a woman who was either a Tea Partier or somebody like that. Mm. But he has to go west, southwest preferably.
Now, ultimately, Ed, the final question to really be asked at this situation, at this point in time, the Trump situation, it's becoming quite honestly scary. I mean, is this a real possibility, President Trump? We're talking about the most culturally, militarily powerful nation on earth that could fall under the control of a racist, deranged reality TV star and con man. Reassure me, Ed, reassure me. Are we still looking at a safe Democratic victory with Trump and Clinton as the likely nominees?
If Clinton cleans up her act, this will be very much like Goldwater. I think Goldwater won two states,
mm-hmm.
His own state, Arizona, and I believe Montana. We could have a situation like that. Trump would not even win his own state. He would not win New York. He's not likely to even win Texas if the right person's on the ticket. So what states would he win? Remember, if you took the same map and you overlaid what Clinton did in those states, she got 88% of the vote among blacks and Hispanics.
Mm.
the Republican vote, they'd all have to come out for Trump. That is really unlikely.
That's a bit of a relief.
It could be a Clinton coronation. I'm personally don't like dynasties. And I think this is not a tough one to call if her sheet's clean and she runs. It could be one of those Goldwater type elections.
Mm. Well, Ed, thank you very much, mate. Do appreciate you coming on and having a chat with us about it. Because at this point, I'm just waiting for several thousand Republican voters, several million Republican voters to jump out and say, hey, it's all been a prank. No, it's all right, guys. We're going to elect somebody reasonable. But it is getting a little bit scary. Do appreciate your time, mate.
You're drinking the wrong Kool-Aid, mate.
Exactly.
It is real.
Ed,
all right.
Ed, see you next time.